Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day where there's been a point of view that has been advanced for years now, actually for generations. And it's a point of view that's extremely destructive. That point of view says you have two choices in this world for a source of a wisdom and understanding. And the two choices are science, which is the preferred choice, of course, or faith, which is often denigrated as something that is medieval, is outdated, is irrelevant in today's world. Not so fast, says Steve Meyer, and I would say most thinking people. There is nothing incompatible between science and faith. There is actually, in fact, indication to believe that people who have made the most dramatic advances in scientific understanding were individuals of very deep faith. All of this is brought out in a remarkable bestseller that I hope everybody here has already gotten a copy of, which is The Return of the God Hypothesis by my friend Steve Meyer, who is the head of the Institute for Science and Culture of Discovery Institute here in Seattle. And Steve, very glad to speak to you, and I hope you continue to have a successful and wonderful recovery from the COVID-19.
Thanks for those good wishes, Michael. I'm all better. It was a mild case, but it lingered. I guess a number of people have had that experience. But I think the last interview I did with you was right before the holidays, and that's about the time I came down with it. But we had a terrific conversation about the new telescope that that NASA has put up, the James Webb, and good memories of that conversation.
Yes, and by the way, what's the update on that? Have they come back? I know that they were going to be taking a look at the best look of the far, far distant cosmos that they've ever had before. Any results yet from the James Webb Telescope?
No results to report yet. They're still gathering data, but they got it up. It was a few days late. They meant to get it up on the 22nd of December. It actually was fully up and operational on, they launched it on the 25th of December. So it was a Christmas Day launch, which was kind of interesting.
But you have right now a very exciting new series of videos, which I think is really worth calling attention. And one of them, the first one in the series, is our religion and science in conflict. And you make this very profound point that lots of people have bought this whole idea of it's promulgated and inherit the wind. And in other dramatic plays, Bertolt Brecht had a play about Galileo, where basically it's this struggle between religion and science. But even going back fairly far in scientific history, to the age of Galileo or Isaac Newton, people who pursued science most effectively were in fact people with deep religious commitment, no?
Well, it's absolutely true, and the historians of science who have studied this period in the history of science, known as the scientific revolution, go a bit further than saying than just that. It's not just that scientists happened to be religious and therefore there was no conflict, but rather they were pursuing scientific investigation of the natural world for religious reasons. There were certain presuppositions about nature, about the nature of God, about the nature of human beings that made science possible. And those presuppositions were coming out of the Judeo-Christian tradition, the Hebrew Bible, out of developments in late Catholic medieval theology, and out of the Reformation. All three of those theological traditions contributed to the rise of modern science, and with presuppositions, for example, a very important one was the idea that nature is intelligible. It was made by a rational mind, the mind of God, who also made our minds in his image, and therefore we could understand the reason, the rationality, the order, and the design that had been built into nature. So the confidence in our ability to understand nature and understand its fundamental secrets was a product of a religious sensibility.
And again, if you're looking for order in the universe, and certainly that is one of the goals of science, is when people talk about Newton's laws of motion, for instance, you're talking about order in the universe, the idea that the universe is ordered. And as you make very clear in this video material, by the way, it's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. People can see each of these videos are about 5 minutes long, but they're packed with content. That once you acknowledge that there's order in the universe, the question is, how'd that order get there? Is there any answer that you can think of that doesn't lead to, if not a religious conclusion, at least a religious inference?
Well, I think, actually, no. It's a very big mystery, especially in fundamental physics. We have these four basic laws, the four fundamental forces of physics. And what physicists do is they describe these patterns of order or repetition. So we could call it the orderly concourse of nature. And in the period of the scientific revolution, they did that. They started to do that using mathematics because they were convinced there was an underlying order there that expressed the mind of God. And in physics at the time and even up to the present time, these fundamental force laws describe how one part of the universe or how matter interacts with other matter in a very orderly, mathematically describable way, but we don't really know what causes those fundamental forces. And this was a great mystery in the time of Newton. He proposed the universal law of gravity, which described the way in which matter in one part of the universe affects the movement or motion of matter in another. The Earth is affected by the movement of the moon, and we see that in the movement of the tides, but the Earth and the Moon aren't touching each other, and this was called the problem of action at a distance. A force is being transmitted through empty space, but there's no material medium no pushing and pulling that explains that motion. And Newton thought ultimately, because there wasn't a material explanation for gravitational attraction, that ultimately the explanation was immaterial. As one of my Cambridge supervisors put it when I was in grad school studying this, he said Newton's view was that the ultimate explanation for the laws of nature is constant spirit action. There is the spirit of God is holding the universe together in an orderly fashion, and we describe that with the laws of nature, but the laws tell us how things happen. They don't tell us why.
That's Stephen Meyer, and that's part of the background that you can get when you go to our website and check out some of the material that he's put together on these videos about science and God. And they are fascinating and very well produced. And by the way, he mentioned his graduate school at Cambridge University. I should say Steve, who's been talking about the history of science, has a PhD, a doctorate degree. It's Dr. Meyer. From Cambridge University. We will be right back with more from Steve Meyer. You can get further information, again, just go to michaelmedved.com, look for the material from Discovery Institute and the new videos that are now available. Videos are Science and Religion in Conflict. And then coming up, when we're going to talk about it just a little bit more, is how did the universe begin? Why was Albert Einstein, of all people, one of the most brilliant scientists ever, such a strong opponent of the Big Bang theory, which is now accepted widely in the scientific world? That and more coming up with Steve Meyer of Discovery Institute.
More of Michael Medved in a moment. The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. And use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds. Social media and trading platforms then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show speaking for a few minutes more with my good friend Steve Meyer of Discovery Institute. He's the author of the triumphant bestseller, The Return of the God Hypothesis. And right now he is promoting a new series of videos that I'm very glad to help spread the word about, because they're so provocative and so substantive, answering asking questions, but also providing some answers based on science and based on history. You can go find out more information about these videos, which are free. You can find that at michaelmedved.com. Steve, we're talking about the second of the videos in this series, How Did the Universe Begin? And you bring up something that I was I knew it because I read your book, Return of the God Hypothesis, but I had forgotten the reason, the basis for it. Why would Albert Einstein, obviously somebody, one of the brilliant, significant, and perceptive scientists in human history, why would he be so determinedly opposed to acknowledging the likely truth of the Big Bang hypothesis?
Well, it's a fascinating story, Michael. The short answer is that he let his philosophical predilections or biases trump the scientific evidence in his thinking. The longer answer involves the story itself, which is that Einstein, in the late teens, 1917-ish, came out with a new theory of gravity called general relativity. And his theory implied that massive bodies actually cause a curvature to the fabric of space, or what he called space-time. And an implication of that theory was that if gravity was the only force working in the universe, then it would have curved space so tightly, all the massive bodies would draw towards each other, making one big clump of matter and causing space to curve very tightly, and we'd all be living in a giant black hole, or rather we would not be living at all, because you can't live in a black hole. And he realized, well, that can't be the whole of the story. So if gravity if gravity works like I think it works, then there must be a countervening force that's pushing outward, that's creating the empty space all around us between planets and galaxies and so forth. Now, meanwhile, the observational astronomers were detecting evidence of an outward pushing force, of the universe actually expanding in the light coming from distant galaxies. That was what they call red-shifted. It had the light waves were stretched out towards the red end of the ultraviolet spectrum. And so there were two lines of evidence supporting his theory of general relativity and evidence from observational astronomy that were both giving the picture of an expanding universe outward from a beginning. But Einstein realized that raised the Genesis question. That sounded an awful lot like the book of Genesis, and suggested that if the cause of the universe couldn't be within the universe, it couldn't be matter, space, time, or energy, because those are the things that began to exist. It must be something that transcended that. To him, that sounded an awful lot like a theological implication. And at that point in his career, he was more stridently materialistic. Later, after seeing the evidence of the redshift for himself out in California at Edwin Hubble's telescope, he announced in an interview with the New York Times that his attempt to avoid the conclusion of the beginning was the greatest blunder of my life, and that Hubble and others, the Belgian priest physicist Lemaître, were correct, that the universe must have had a beginning.
And again, the whole idea of the universe having a beginning has unbelievable implications to it, because in conversations, it's with friends. This goes to one of your other video subjects, which is what's wrong with atheism. The idea of the universe having a beginning. What's the atheist answer to how a universe began, how reality began, reality, etc.?
Oh yeah, sorry to interrupt the question. Yeah, it's a very difficult thing to explain the origin of matter, space, time, and energy, the physical universe, physically, because before there was a physical universe, you can't invoke physics to explain it. You can't invoke matter to explain the origin of the universe, because before the origin of matter, there was no matter to do the causing. So another way to describe atheism as the idea of materialism, the worldview that says that matter and energy are eternal and self-existent. They are the things from which everything else came. And that was the worldview that Einstein originally held. And it's been a default way of thinking among many scientists in the 20th century. But the discovery that the universe had a beginning from Big Bang cosmology and general relativity and associated disciplines has really challenged that materialistic way of thinking. And left people a bit stumped. I mean, Lawrence Krauss, the physicist that I've sometimes debated, has a book called Universe from Nothing. But his nothing is never a real nothing. It's hard to imagine how you could get everything or something out of a real nothing. And that's been the problem for the scientific atheists.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people talk about intelligent design because you can say that evolution works going from a paramecium, as you say in one of your pieces here, you can go from bacteria to Beethoven. But how do you get from nothing to a bacteria? How do you get from dead rock to a living anything? Or for that matter, how do you get to even the existence of dead rock?
Well, absolutely. And when we talk about life, it gets even more interesting because what we've discovered in even the simplest living cells, which were in Darwin's time thought to be simple, is an immensely complicated automated factory that's run in accord with digital code that's stored in the DNA molecule, which is part of a larger information storage, transmission, and processing system. This is not what anyone expected to find from a materialistic or atheistic point of view. We're looking at the kind of technology which, in our experience, we associate only with the activity of a prior intelligent agent. Bill Gates has said DNA is like a software program, but much more complex than any we've ever created. Richard Dawkins, the great scientific atheist from Oxford, says the same thing. He says it's machine code, but code comes from a programmer. And so at the foundation of life, in even the simplest living cells, we have evidence of the activity of a designing mind. So when you combine that with the evidence that we have of the universe being designed from the beginning and having had a beginning, the argument I make in my new book is that creates a powerful evidential basis for an argument for theism, for a transcendent designing intelligence who is also active in the creation.
And that's Steve Meyer of Discovery Institute. You should take a look at his book if you haven't already, The Return of the God Hypothesis, because it asks and answers precisely some of these questions. Also, this series of new videos, which are posted at michaelmedved.com. And one of those videos is entitled Aliens, the Multiverse, or God. Interesting choices. And then there's one on what is intelligent design as well. All available for you, and they're stimulating and mind-expanding. Should that mind-expanding involve serious consideration of conspiracy?
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
After discussions with our European allies, President Joe Biden has added personal sanctions on Vladimir Putin. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
Following a telephone conversation President Biden held with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, and in alignment with the decision by our European allies, the United States will join them in sanctioning President Putin and Foreign Minister Lavrov and members of the Russian National Security Team.
Psaki also announced administration officials will provide a classified in-person briefing on the Ukraine crisis to all House members on Monday evening following their return from their recess. And Oklahoma's U.S. Senator Jin Inhofe, the ranking Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, will be stepping down, setting off a special election for the seat he's held for decades. Inhofe will continue to serve until January 3, 2023. This is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And on the Michael Medved show, we're just talking with Steve Meyer about belief and what people believe and should believe and ask about the intersection of science and faith. Well, there's a headline in the New York Times today that definitely got my attention. It's a headline proclaiming... 41 million Americans believe QAnon conspiracy, survey finds. And you may think that's kind of amazing or tough to believe. And by the way, if somebody does want to call up and explain that you're one of those 41 million Americans, you believe in the QAnon conspiracy, I will give you a chance to explain why. 1-800-955-1776. 1-800-955-1776. And the story says that more than a year after Donald J. Trump left office, the QAnon conspiracy theory that thrived during his administration continues to attract more Americans, including many Republicans and far-right news consumers, but many Democrats and independents as well. This according to results from a survey that was just released from the Public Religion Research Institute, which is a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. That organization found that 16% of all American adults, or roughly 41 million people, believed last year in the three key tenets of QAnon. Now, what is it that QAnon believers believe that makes them part of that movement? Number one, that Satanist pedophiles who drink blood and torture children run a global child sex trafficking operation and control the government and other major institutions. That's number one. Number two is that a coming storm will sweep elites out of power and cleanse the country and the world. And number three, that violence might be necessary to accomplish that storm and to save the country. Now, if they're even close to right, that 25% of Republicans believe that, 16% of all Americans believe that, is that an indication of a healthy mindset somehow? 1-800-955-1776. And what's striking about this survey is they give people three choices. You can either say, I believe those 3 points about the cabal of Satanists and pedophiles who run key global institutions. You can either say, I believe in that, definitely, or I don't believe that, definitely, or the middle ground, I'm not sure. Now, the I'm not sure got the biggest response. It's incredible. How many people said they definitely don't believe it, that they think that this is nonsense, or in effect just said they didn't believe it? It's 34%. So we live in a country where 66% of the people either believe in QAnon or think it might be true. The QAnon movement, writes the New York Times, which the FBI considers to be a potential terrorist threat, centers on an anonymous author whose online messages signed Q, because he supposedly had a Q clearance, security clearance, fueled the spread of the reality-warping ideology. President Trump also figured in the conspiracy theory as somebody who was recruited by top military officials to use his presidency against the shadowy liberal cabal. The conspiracy theory was amplified and spread on social media. After President Trump lost the 2020 presidential election, QAnon was expected to be hobbled without him, because part of the QAnon theology, and it really is a theology, is that President Trump was going to bring the storm. He was going to be the one who actually executed all these evil pedophiles and remove them from the earth and save the world. But it's kind of hard to see that as likely, given the fact that President Trump has his hands full right now trying to launch the Truth Social, his new social media venture. And no, he is not president, and it's not even sure that he will be running for president in the future. But it has persisted, QAnon, despite President Trump's civilian status, and despite efforts by tech platforms to staunch its spread. Forensic linguists have also tried to unmask and defang the anonymous author who signed online messages as Q. They think they've done it now, and I think it's this guy from South Africa who went by the online name of Baruch the Scribe. His name is Ferber, and a rather dubious character, but the other possibilities involve the Watkins father and son, but they think they know who the people are who started it. But it's all nonsense, all made up. It's not based on anyone who actually did work in government security or had a Q security clearance. No such person exists. QAnon adherents, including one known as the QAnon Shaman, have been connected to violent crimes and to last year's Capitol riot. Yeah, the QAnon shaman, Jacob Chamsley, I think his name is on his way to, as he may already be, imprisoned. The convoluted mythology could influence the midterm elections this year, with dozens of candidates for national office expressing at least some support of QAnon. Robert P. Jones, the founder and chief executive of the research group and a social science researcher with decades of experience, said he never expected to be dealing with a serious survey with questions about whether powerful American institutions were controlled by devil-worshipping, sex-trafficking pedophiles. To have so many Americans agree with such a question, he said, was stunning. There is a real temptation to dismiss this as farcical and kind of outlandish, but we were convinced pretty early on that this was actually a serious movement that's making inroads into not only mainstream political parties, but also mainstream religious groups and putting down roots in more mainstream institutions, Mr. Jones said. We saw this movement from the message boards on Reddit to the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. This is really that we really have to contend with. Among Republicans, 25% felt that QAnon was valid, that it was true. 25% went out of 4, and compared with 9% of Democrats. Nearly 7 in 10 QAnon believers agreed with the assumption that the 2020 election was stolen from President Trump. And of the people who believe in QAnon, who say they're sure it's true, they were most likely to have household incomes of less than $50,000 a year. They hold at most a high school diploma, and they hail from the South disproportionately and reside in a suburb. The results are based on 19,399 responses. So what do you do about that? Well, you're not going to find deliverance in the movies, but we have four of them to talk about today. One that's really, really good. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show. MichaelMedVed.com.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to MichaelMedVed.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's MichaelMedVed.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Break. The whole point of having that kind of gift, having that kind of interruption in our normal daily tasks, is to gain perspective. And I hope that with this weekend, where obviously the fighting and some of the horror and some of the terrible evil on display from the other part of the world, from Ukraine and from what is going on with that invasion, we need to gain perspective. And I hope that in a personal way, and when you get together with family and friends, that that perspective can be enhanced over this particular weekend. Now, I mentioned before, you won't particularly find any deeply meaningful perspective in most of the movies that are released at any time, but certainly not most of the movies that are released this weekend, though there's one that actually provide some very valuable perspective. We will get to that with the latest from Hollywood. Okay, Johnny Depp is a big star. He can be a very funny actor, as in the Pirates of the Caribbean series as Jack Swallow. Or Edward Scissorhands, all sorts of varied roles. In Minimata, which is available to pre-order on Apple TV, and it's playing in theaters right now, Apple TV Plus, in Minimata, he plays a famous photographer, actually a very famous photographer from years ago, and the film, that photographer's name was W. Eugene Smith, and he was a photographer Life magazine who did many award-winning photographs, and he actually was confronted with one assignment to actually go out and photograph some of the reputed damage, terrible damage that had been done to the population at a fishing village called Minamata, Japan. It was mysterious, but assumed to be related to mercury poisoning from a big factory nearby. And when Eugene Smith actually went out there to do these photographs, it changed his life. The film fictionalized a little bit, but based pretty closely on a memoir by Smith's wife, is now available with Johnny Depp in the lead. Listen.
There's a company in Japan that's been dumping their toxic waste into the sea. The people need help. We need global attention. We need you.
I'm the greatest photographer that Life magazine has ever had.
But you are. You're the single most impossible photographer that Life has ever had.
Listen to me. I need the pictures, Gene.
Bring the story out.
The cover-up is going to be as much of a story as the story itself.
And the film is largely about the cover-up. The beginning of the film is riveting, and Depp is a terrific performer. He creates a character here, and like the real-life character, he drinks too much. He's a very difficult, contentious party, but he created some of the most famous images in the history of photography. There's one that is like an image of the Pietà with a mother holding her terribly deformed son who was victimized by this mercury poisoning. The first third of the film, again, it's riveting. It is beautifully shot, and the view of what is going on is driven home. The other two-thirds of the film are predictable, and they're tendentious, and you get the point much sooner than the film comes to the point. It is worth seeing. It is an environmental message movie. It is rated R for some disturbing material and some scenes of actually surprising violence. And 2.5 stars for Mini Mata. Also playing this week in theaters and soon streaming on PBS is a documentary which portrays a remarkable individual named Marin Alsop. And Marin Alsop, for people who follow classical music, is a big name. She became famous as the first woman ever to be music director, that's chief conductor, of a major American orchestra. She just is retiring now after 16 years as music director of the Baltimore Symphony. And the film follows her from when she was a little girl, in her own words, in her driving desire to overcome all obstacles for an unusual ambition. The Conductor is the name of the film.
The conducting teacher, he said, "You will never be a conductor." I said, "Maestro, conducting is the only thing in life I want to do." And I saw him almost, and he said, "No."
The sound of another glass ceiling being shattered by the first woman in history to head a major American symphony orchestra.
Okay, the film is uplifting, and if you like music at all, there are musical excerpts and showing Marin Alsop doing what she does, which is conduct at a world-class level. And she is good company for a couple of hours. It's a remarkable film. The one thing that gives me a little bit of hesitation about it is it doesn't really tell you much about her personal life. You meet her wife, yes, and it talks about her struggles against sexism, but doesn't really talk about her coming to terms with some of those other challenges that she would have to meet. But you feel good watching the film. Because, again, just to see all these wonderful young people, and then people of different ages, who are putting so much life into musical expertise and to making these glorious sounds that can really move the soul, and that's a great experience. 3 stars for The Conductor, again, playing in select theaters, and it'll soon be streaming on PBS. Gasoline Alley is a very different proposition. This is a rated R. It stars Wilson, Bruce Willis, and I'm trying to think of Owen Wilson's brother's first name. Luke Wilson, thank you. And they play police detectives in L.A. who are put on the case of a terrible series of mysterious murders. Listen.
We need to talk to you about the four dead girls.
You ever seen these girls before?
My suspect.
We got motive. We got access.
Why don't you tell me who you think's involved?
I have nothing to do with it.
I got someone trying to pin a bunch of murders on me.
In broad daylight.
I'm not going back inside, especially not for something I didn't do.
Okay, this is a well-acted, well-directed film. It's the same team of people, basically, including Bruce Willis, who were part of American Siege, which was also a film that's not outstanding in any way, except that it works. And does this film work in its attempts to show you the sleazy underbelly of sex trafficking and movie producing? Yes, and they are sometimes related in Los Angeles. It does. The main character is the owner of a massage parlor, not massage parlor, a tattoo parlor, that has actually determined to help prove that he didn't commit these murders. It's intriguing, but gets tedious, and at the end there's a sort of cross-border sequence that doesn't work particularly. Gasoline Alley, 2 stars. It is rated very much R. Finally, also rated very much R is a brutal film called No Exit, where the main character escapes from her rehab. She is a college student age to go visit with her dying mother, but gets caught in a snowstorm, a blizzard, and then they go to a visitor center in a national park where there are 5 people who are all thrown together and a suddenly tied up, kidnapped girl. The question is, who's responsible? Listen.
Hey, are you okay? Make yourself comfortable. We are here till the storm clears.
Getting you out of here as soon as I can.
What? The trick is, play the man, not the hand.
What's yours?
You're going to have to figure that one out for yourself.
That's Dennis Haysbert, who's good in the movie. The movie is appalling. I mean, it's appalling. It is brutal. Some of it is like torture porn. 1.5 stars. It is streaming on Hulu. Don't get into that polluted stream. Coming up Monday, we will bring the very latest, of course, from Ukraine. And is there any hope for benefit from this entire ordeal? And then why is the market going so crazy? Up over 800 points today. Why does that happen? We'll understand it all in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.